Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of the LDM show. So we're here with brother Yusuf Chambers.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Salam. How are you doing there, brother?
Okay? Good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Good?
Good.
MashaAllah. So, brother Yusuf, very important question, right?
Yeah.
Many people out there these days, you know, they're confused, they're lost. We live in the West, we have everything that we need, yet people are sad and they're depressed. Mm. They're looking for the purpose of life. Why are they here? Where they're going? Where they've come from? How would you answer such a question?
Well, I mean, it took me 11 years to find out, right? So,
wow.
A long time to think about it. But there were very few people to tell me about it. So, well, obviously, from an Islamic perspective, the purpose of life is to worship Allah. And from this, you get peace and you get satisfaction. And you get put in a place of eternal bliss in the hereafter.
Right.
But there's not many people going around telling people that. You know,
right.
There's, well, how many? 1.6 billion Muslims here in the world. How many of them are actually telling people that the purpose of life is that? And the reward is that.
Wow.
Everything forever.
Yeah.
As opposed to nothing for never.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Waste of time if you're going to just live your life according to the values of this world, you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get nothing.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about your journey, right? You
yeah.
said 11 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did it all start? Where did it begin and how did you end up where you are today?
Well, I mean, I was left with an open canvas, so my parents didn't guide me to any particular way, and they just said, go, like a free bird, you know, go and find the world. So I did. I went out and found anyone that I could speak to, any ism and any schism, and I found most of them were contradictory. Many of them had faults,
right.
Some of them were lies, some of them were deceit, and until I found Muslims not practicing their faith. And then I found that they were trying to get back to their faith because it was the truth, even though they had denied it in their actions.
Mm-hmm.
So I met those people, and after a while I realized that there must be something incredible about a way that they wanted to go back to. So I started reading and reading and reading and reading.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I realized it was the truth.
Wow, that's very interesting. So, I mean, let's look at the situation today then, right? So you've got many people confused and
no,
lost.
No, let's not look at the situation.
No? Okay,
look
maybe
at it.
Not. Yes.
It's horrible.
I know, but let's
without
look at
Islam.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a devastation when
yeah.
we look at the people around us and how lost they are, how depressed they are, the
yeah.
rates of suicide increasing
sure.
and so on and so forth. Now, say if someone's searching, right, and
yeah.
they're looking, and they're saying, okay, and they're approaching, they say, Mr. Yusuf, why Islam? How would you answer that?
Well, I'd ask them to look into themselves and be honest with themselves and really, really, you know, have a conversation with themselves internally before they ask that question outside. Because I think you'll find that 99.9% of human beings, we understand they have fitra, they have the seed of knowledge which
mm-hmm.
Allah has given them about why they're here, what's going to happen to them in reality if they don't worship Allah, and therefore they need to reflect on it themselves and be sincere.
Mm.
And sincerity is most of the issue.
Sure.
So I'd say, if you've done that, if they've done that, I'll say, right, well, you need some external proofs.
Sure.
So I start to talk to them about the universe, and then I start talking to them about God, the existence of God. God must have created it. It can't have come from nothing. Because
mm-hmm.
something never comes from nothing.
Of course.
Right?
So.
And I'll explain to them Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, and I'll explain that the Quran is an unended challenge to mankind, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, is the messenger. So I'll explain that chronologically, and I'll get them to accept every phase one by one
mm-hmm.
until they end up having to accept it as the truth.
Wow. Okay, so just to conclude the final question, I guess, now, someone watching this is probably thinking, okay, makes sense. Everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the purpose of life according to Islam? So if you could just briefly sum that up for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said in the beginning, really the reality about life is that Allah has created us, that He put us here as a test in this world, and that we need to pass the examination at the end of the day, and we get rewarded or we get punished depending on whether we fail or you know, pass that examination, and the reward is just unbelievable. And the other side of the coin is not something you want to even know about. It's
yes.
it's pain and torment forever. So obviously, we want to get as many people to be saved from that eternal damnation.
Yeah.
and to enter the abode of pure luxury and beauty and finery forever, which is paradise.
Sure. So I guess the concluding message we can take from this is, if you're lost, you're searching, just give Islam a chance. Look into it with a sincere heart, as you said, with sincerity, because that seed's already there.
Yeah.
You know, the nature is already there. It's just a matter of allowing it to express itself and come out.
Yeah, it's pure and simple. Get real, like they say down in South London. Yeah. Real talk, bruv. You know what I mean? Now, because that is the essence of it.
Right.
Because a lot of people, I mean, the term kuffar comes from the term kafara, meaning the one who covers the seed up. Meaning the farmer, he goes, he puts the seed in the ground. What does he do next? He sows it. He puts it in the ground, he covers it. And when he comes back, sometimes he can't find the seed. But sometimes he knows the seed's there, but he tries to deny the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to uncover the seeds. As Muslims, we need to uncover the seeds. And that means beautiful talk with sincerity.
JazakAllah khair, Brother Yusuf.
Assalamu alaikum.